Is there a savior out there? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Was there anyone on that debate stage last night with the secret to bringing the jobs back? How about the one non-politician, talk host, and former Godfather Pizza CEO, Herman Cain?
It's like a train on the tracks with no engine. And the administration has simply been putting all of this money in the caboose.
What about Tim Pawlenty, who's promised huge tax cuts and deregulation?
We need to make the costs and burdens of manufacturing in this country lower. We're asking them to climb the mountain with a big back sack full of rocks on their back, and we have to take the rocks out.
They're saying American business doesn't have a chance because the government has put rocks in America's backpacks and hidden all the money in the caboose of a train with no engine. But they never say what it really means when you deregulate business. So here's what it means. Did you see how the airlines made money last year? Baggage fees. They collected $3.4 billion in baggage fees because baggage fees are not regulated. They can charge what they want and they don't have to give you a refund for lousy service, and they want to keep it that way.
Airlines want the government to push back deadlines requiring more transparency on bag fees, as well as a mandate to boost compensation for passengers involuntarily bumped off flights.
So this is what the anti-regulation candidates are really talking about, freeing up businesses like the airlines to charge you or bump you as they see fit. And if you don't like it, you can walk to Hawaii. Not that that's a bad thing. I can absolutely see why businesses hate regulation. In fact, if you showed up at the gate with rocks in your backpack and a pile of money in your caboose, I would charge you and bump you. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.